It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, July 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. A motorcyclist who died over the weekend has been identified. Connie Powell was riding his bike near Gateway in Mesa County Saturday evening when he crashed and died. The Grand Junction resident was 71 years old. He was not wearing a helmet. A new survey conducted by the Colorado Association of Ski Towns highlights a serious problem: housing. It looks at the impact of temporary vacation rentals, rooms or houses that people rent out through websites like Airbnb or Turnkey. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The loss of income from sales tax is known to towns that depend on tourism, but this new study looks at the impacts this has on communities. One of the big hits is permanent rental properties.
It's a trend, and it's very evident. The report bears that out.
That's Greg Clifton, the town manager of Telluride. The issue is that renting temporary vacation rentals can be more lucrative than renting out to a local.
We're behind the curve, like many communities, and busing in from outside the community has been happening. This is a huge problem for Telluride, and no community wants to see its workforce be out of housing within the community. When people have to bus in, it creates all sorts of other issues, but the answers aren't neatly in place on this. It's a trend that's happening at rapid pace. I think there's a number of things that can be explored, but there is no silver bullet.
He says that Telluride has restrictions on short-term vacation rentals, like limiting the number of days that can be used in residential areas.
The other thing that we do is we try to monitor very carefully the vacation rentals out there. We have a company that we work with, and they keep an eye out. We think, by and large, we're doing a good job of monitoring, but compliance is one of the issues.
One website lists over 300 vacation rentals in and around Telluride. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
In science class, students learn about the world around them. However, getting kids to make a connection to nature without them experiencing it firsthand is a challenge. That's why a local school district in partnership with a state wildlife agency is taking middle school students to the woods. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
We each took a sample in a different location, and we're going to put it all together.
Stacy Lischka is a scientist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. She's in the forest next to a stream on the Grand Mesa, and she's surrounded by 15 sixth graders.
Did anybody find stonefly larvae?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. So everybody circle stonefly larvae.
Lischka is leading a lesson on stream ecology.
That's how macroinvertebrates tell us about the quality of the stream, the abundance and diversity of macroinvertebrates.
Students from Book Cliff Middle School in Grand Junction will complete several lessons like this one throughout the week. They are here for the Outdoor Wilderness Lab, or OWL. It's a five-day environmental education camp created through a partnership between CPW and the school district. Lischka says at OWL, kids learn about biology, natural resources, astronomy, wildlife, orienteering, hunting, fishing, and archery.
And we are trying to take sixth grade kids and teach them about science in a place that they're familiar with, that's close to their home, that they can get a really good connection to, and in a way that's very hands-on.
The goal of the camp is to get students interested in the outdoors and expose them to careers in science.
Well, one of the things we try really hard to do is to give kids real-life experience of what it's like to be a scientist. So all of our classes, all of our lessons are taught by professionals in the field.
Greg Reckenbrock is a teacher at Book Cliff Middle School, located in the heart of the city.
I think part of the reason we want to showcase the wilderness to some of these kids, and for a lot of them it's the first time they've been not just out of town, but outside out of town for 4 or 5 days.
Reckenbrock says the lessons align with what's taught in the classroom.
In the education world, we're always trying to create a connection and to connect kids to what they're actually learning and give them a reason to care about it, because when you care about something, you can learn more from it, you take an interest, and I think that's what this does.
11-year-old Alexia Ferralis and her classmates just wrapped up their stream ecology lecture.
We did a water quality experiment. It's where we learned about the microinvertebrates inside Mesa Creek. And we learned about how sensitive they are to pollution. And since Mesa Creek is not very polluted, they can live here.
Ferralis says she's having a good time at camp so far, and she's passionate about the outdoors.
I have a strong opinion that we should all keep the environment clean and help all the animals inside nature.
11-year-old Jared Green says he's also having fun and likes the lessons, and he's zealous about one particular subject.
I love learning about nature, and I'm always out in nature, so biology is fun for me because I'm learning about what I do.
Although young, Green is already considering a career in science.
I think I might go into biology so that I can learn more about our nature and clean our state.
Stacy Lischka, the scientist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, says she likes seeing the kids' enthusiasm for the outdoors grow over the course of the camp.
This is what I do, you know, for my daily life. I sort of think about natural resources and how people get interested in natural resources. And so one of the most exciting things about this program for me is thinking about how we're sort of encouraging these kids to think about natural resources for the future.
The camp is in its third year of a five-year pilot. During this stage, CPW is collecting data on how students feel about nature before and after the experience and what sticks with them 6 months later. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
With the rain finally slowing down, the Colorado Department of Transportation is gearing up for summer road construction. Starting yesterday, CDOT began work on Highway 50, 90, and 348. The focus is on repairing and improving road surfaces. The projects will be in Montrose and Delta counties and are scheduled to last around 45 days, finishing up early September. A dedication ceremony for Colorado's newest national monument took place over the weekend, with federal, state, and local officials on hand to celebrate Browns Canyon. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Browns Canyon National Monument is nearly 22,000 acres of public land that stretches from Buena Vista to Salida along the Arkansas River. Remarks during the ceremony centered on thanking those involved in the process, from the local level to the national level. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell called the country's public lands a gift.
And as we grow and we urbanize and we diversify as a nation and we get more and more disconnected from the outdoors and nature, it is more important today to protect these special places than ever before.
The official designation of the area as a national monument came earlier this year. The area is well known for recreation and wildlife. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
The wildfire near Glenwood Springs over the weekend is under control. The 7-acre fire was close to the location of last year's Red Canyon fire on BLM land. There were no injuries or structures damaged. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.